It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Like crabs crawling on top of each other, the major United States commercial banks and pension firms are piling into buying Bitcoin. Do you remember the chief executive officer of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, dismissing Bitcoin in 2017 as a Ponzi scheme and his threat to fire any member of staff who bought or was found to own cryptocurrency? We now know from further financial sources that JP Morgan was buying cryptocurrency at the same time it was thrashing cryptocurrency. A few days ago, JP Morgan was reliably reported to have invested $760,000 in spot Bitcoin ETFs. An exchange-traded fund is essentially a security that can be bought or sold like a stock. The latest narrative from Jamie Dimon is that cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have no value or substance, but his customers are calling for it and JP Morgan Chase is complaining. Two steps down from JP Morgan Chase is Wells Fargo. Bank of America's Merrill Lynch and Wells Fargo Brokers Division are also wealth management firms that have opted to offer clients access to part Bitcoin exchange-traded funds. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board of Pension Business is reported to have bought more than $160 million in shares of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds between January and April of this year. U.S. Bancorp recently disclosed Bitcoin ETF investments worth more than $15 million on May 8th. And the list keeps growing. So what is this big deal driving American banks and pension funds to invest in Bitcoin? Earlier this year, the Securities and Exchange Commission voted narrowly to allow global financial behemoth BlackRock to offer ETFs to its customers. BlackRock is the leading firm holding assets under management for customers. The SEC decision for BlackRock and about 10 other firms, names such as Vanguard and Fidelity, has resulted in billions and billions of dollars of purchases of Bitcoin, which sent the price roaring to an all-time high of more than $73,000 a few months ago. Since then, the price has dipped under $60,000 and risen to between $60,000 and $65,000. Trading sideways as retail investors consider whether to buy or wait for another lower price. A flood of banks and pension funds buying into spot Bitcoin ETFs has confirmed for many that the big money has accepted Bitcoin despite the critics who still see no benefit in it. At the same time, there are efforts by the big money to go after the next exchange-traded fund, Ethereum. While approval may take many months to come, some noted cryptocurrency experts contend that Bitcoin is just the tip of the iceberg. An estimated 42 million American taxpayers are reported to hold some form of cryptocurrency. At least $500 billion were reported in 2020 that have been moved from US banks into cryptocurrency. The truth is, not only Americans are losing faith in holding a significant amount of their disposable income on a bank where they are offered negative interest rates and bank charges. Citizens across the world have been looking for new, friendly havens where their money can actually earn positively in the face of rising costs of goods and services. The International Monetary Fund just the other day acknowledged that in countries such as Argentina, Venezuela, Nigeria, and others, where the cost of living has got out of hand, cryptocurrencies are serving to make life easier. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business informative or educational, there is more. Tune in every Friday and Monday on Survivors at 5 p.m. for news you likely will not hear anywhere else from the world of finance, money, and technology.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.